This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for May 2012. Tonight, presidential comment, Nelson conference, a final update, and great results for antennas in Tauranga. That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF in Nelson. First up tonight, presidential comment. Here's our president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. There's only 1 week to go to our annual general meeting and conference in Nelson. I'm looking forward to meeting as many of you as possible over the weekend, and I'm sure we're going to have a great time. While on the subject of conference, we still don't have a venue for our conference next year. We depend very much on branches around the country hosting the annual conference and, of course, finding the small team of volunteers to run it. I hope that when the call goes out at this year's AGM for an offer to host next year's AGM, that we will have a volunteer. If we don't get anyone willing to do this, then we may have to revert to a one-day event held at some central location, probably Wellington, in order to hold our annual general meeting. Please let me, your local councillor, or Debbie at headquarters know if your club is willing to host our 2013 conference. In mid-May came news that a planning appeal against the Tauranga City Council and the Environment Court had been very successful. The judge's decision overturned the many restrictive conditions being imposed by the Tauranga Council and allows amateurs to again erect reasonable antenna, masts and poles. On your behalf, I'd like to extend a big vote of thanks to Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, and Brian Haywood, ZL1IE, for their hard work on this appeal. No doubt Mike will be reporting further on the successful outcome in the near future. The successful negotiation of an increase in the amateur power limit from 500 to 1,000 watts peak envelope power last November has raised the question of compliance with New Zealand Standard 2772, which sets the maximum exposure levels to radio frequency fields. Our expert on these matters is Dr. David Black, ZL1MZ, who advises that for operation on frequencies below 50 MHz, there is no great cause for concern. The absorption by the human body of energy from transmissions on our amateur high-frequency bands is quite low. At frequencies above 100 MHz, however, the increase in effective radiated power will have an effect on the body, mainly in the form of heating. He advises those of you who are planning on operating at the new higher power level to do the sums to make sure that the power density at the boundary of your property does not exceed the limit set out in the New Zealand Standard. We do have a responsibility to ensure that passing members of the public are not exposed to levels of radio frequency energy in excess of those set out in the standard. Have a look at our website under the Info tab and then go to Technical Matters to find the compliance section, which will guide you through the calculations. I've been in Melbourne for the past 2 weeks visiting family and was also able to take advantage of an invitation from the Wireless Institute of Australia to attend their annual conference, which was held in Mildura, about 540 kilometres northwest of Melbourne. On the Saturday afternoon of their conference was a symposium entitled Amateur Radio Technology to the Future, where a number of Australian amateurs reported on some cutting-edge technology that they're working on and the bright future for our hobby. I'll be reporting on this and other matters from the WIA conference at our conference in Nelson next weekend. To conclude, there's one upcoming event I'd like to draw your attention to, Jamboree on the Air, or JOTA, which is always held on the third weekend in October. This year it coincides with Labor Weekend, and I have been told that a number of scout and guide groups around the country are planning a three-day camp to take advantage of the long weekend. While many of you will have plans for that weekend, if you're not otherwise busy, how about getting in touch now with your local scout or guide organisation and see what you can do to help them take part in JOTA? The July-August issue of Break In will have more information on JOTA and ideas on radio-related activities to help your club. Well, that's it for me this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan. The President of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. News tonight from Mike Charteris, VK4QS, the Chairman of the Queensland Advisory Committee from the Wireless Institute of Australia. Mike says that this year, amateur radio operators in Australia will be celebrating 100 years of the Wireless Institute in the state of Queensland. A special centenary call sign, VK100WIQ, will be activated from June 1st through to July 31st this year by the WIA-affiliated radio clubs of Queensland, this to celebrate the great event in the state's history. Amateur radio operators of New Zealand are invited and welcome to join with the VK amateurs in their celebrations. A special website, www.wiaq.org.au, has been developed to enlighten amateurs worldwide of the genesis of the Wireless Institute in the state of Queensland. Also on the main WIA website, that's at www.wia.org.au, under News and Events, VK4 Centenary, are details and pictures of the special Centennial QSL card and the Centennial Award. Throughout the duration of the Centenary call sign period, that's June 1st through July 31st, all radio amateurs in New Zealand are invited to take the opportunity to work VK100WIQ. To qualify for the Centenary Award, radio amateurs outside of Australia will need to make 5 contacts with VK100WIQ over 5 different 3-day periods, where a different radio club hosts the call sign each time. Again, full details of the award are on the WIA website, www.wia.org.au. To Upper Hutt we go now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We are now on the countdown to conference weekend in Nelson. I'm looking forward to catching up with old friends and meeting new ones. It is a busy weekend for Council and myself. However, a very important event on the Association calendar and amateur radio in New Zealand. Every year, we need to send out a plea for hosting of conference, and this year is no exception. Fortunately, for the past 3 years, we have had branches able to put their hand up and offer to host this. However, for 2013, we have come to the end of branches who are either able or willing to organise the annual general meeting, forums, and social activities. I urge all branches out there to consider hosting this important event and to please come forward, if possible, at the AGM this year when the call is made for interested branches. The time may have come for a complete rethink of the format of the weekend. Nevertheless, it is part of the association's and your constitution that an annual general meeting be held. If you have some ideas on this, please approach either your local councillor or myself to see if they could be achievable. Finally, the office will be closed from Thursday the 31st of May until Wednesday the 6th of June, as I will be at conference. Hope to see you there, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. Early notice tonight of this year's Hamilton Amateur Radio Club Market Day on Saturday the 11th of August. The venue will be the Hamilton Table Tennis Club Rooms, Edgecombe Street in Hamilton. Vendors from 8 a.m, buyers from 10 a.m. Now, table space, $20 a metre prepaid and $25 a metre on the day. All inquiries to Market Day, P.O. Box 606, Hamilton, or email harcmday at nzart.org.nz. harcmday at nzart.org.nz. NZART's national conference is to be held right here in sunny Nelson next weekend, so it really is all action for the organising committee. With the latest and final update, here's Conference Committee Secretary Topsy Scott, ZL2LS.
Thanks, Jim. Firstly, I'd like to thank everyone who has registered to come to conference here in Nelson. And to date, we have 170 registrations, So all the makings for a great conference. This time next week, we would have had all enjoyed a great weekend with old and maybe some new friends. We would have had some great forums to attend, and the ladies would have enjoyed a great alternate program and purchased a few goodies and bargains to take home maybe. It's great to see so many registrations and also to see that about one third of the registrations are ladies. Well done, ladies. And there's a few call signs in there that we would like to put a face to. We have also some great raffles for you to purchase, so bring along that extra cash. Registration and social time is on Friday night from 5 to 10pm. So we hope to see most of you then, and it'll be great to chat with you all. The conference committee has been working hard to make this a great conference for you all to relax and enjoy. And we're looking forward to hosting it here in Nelson. Travel safe, everyone, and we'll see you all next week. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Topsy. Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, reporting for the Nelson Hamtastic Conference Committee. With his latest update in the area of antenna restrictions and district plans, here's Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, reporting from Whanganui.
Good evening, listeners. You cannot believe how pleased I am with the decision of the Environment Court in the appeal against the Tauranga City Council. This was a joint appeal of the Tauranga Emergency Communications Group, which is Branch 88, and NZART, against the decision of the Tauranga City Council on a proposed district plan. The Council's decision, had it not been successfully appealed, would have created unacceptable restrictions on the installation of amateur radio antennas and their supporting structures in the city of Tauranga. In a hearing spread over 2 days, Judge J.A. Smith, sitting with Commissioners A.J. Sutherland and K.A. Edmonds, delivered an oral decision at the conclusion of the proceedings. This decision completely vindicated the opposition of NZART and Tauranga Emergency Communications Group to the Council's proposed plan, and I believe has set a benchmark for future dealings with district plans affecting amateur radio antennas and their supporting structures. In essence, the decision creates a new definition, that of amateur radio configuration, distinctly separate from the antennas and masts of other radio communications users, such as network utility operators and telecommunications network operators. The decision allows, as permitted users, antennas and their supporting structures as follows. A primary support structure and antennas and aerials not higher than 20 metres. A secondary support structure and aerials not to be higher than 11 metres. Up to 6 poles, 115 millimetres in diameter and 9 metres high anywhere on the property supporting wire aerials. Beam antenna arrays with a 13 metre long boom and the longest element up to 14.9 metres long, which will accommodate the Stepper DB42 antenna array or a high gain Thunderbird TH11DX array. These are large arrays. A large dish antenna up to 5 metres diameter, mounted on a 4 metre high pedestal. Only one structure with aerials can exceed 11 metres in height, and no aerial or guy wire is allowed to overhang any boundary. These permitted uses do not need resource consent and need no acceptance by neighbours. They are as of right and cannot be overridden, except by a change in the plan. The oral decision of the court is an interim decision and will be followed by a final decision once the wording is finalised. I must stress that the Tauranga City decision is the result of a team effort. Brian, ZL1IE, who is president of Branch 88, and myself have closely collaborated in the process of bringing about this excellent result. Each of us has contributed ideas, and Brian's attention to detail has been meticulous. What follows is the next question to be answered. We have been given a clear direction from the court, and it is now incumbent on all amateur radio operators and all branches to play their part in bringing this result to the district plans of other cities and districts. We have been shown the way by the court, so let's ensure this huge gain is not diluted through further inaction. Watch the NZART website for further information. The evidence is on chief of NZART and Branch 88 will be put onto the NZART website shortly. along with links to the decisions as they become available. We have still not received the final decision of the Environment Court in the appeal against the Wellington City Council. Any branch which is currently working with their district or city council on the process of district plan development is urged to contact me, ZL1BNB, at nzart.org.nz. Thanks for listening. I will be happy to respond to any queries you may have by email or in discussion at conference in Nelson. Back to you, Jim.
Thanks, Mike, and a great result. Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, NZRT's Local Government Liaison Officer. Tawaro News and its greetings to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. It's almost NZART conference time again, and of course it means it's also time for the Waro AGM, which takes place during the NZART conference weekend in Nelson. The Waro AGM will be held at the Tahuna Conference Centre, Nelson, on Sunday the 3rd of June 2012, starting at 8:30 a.m. sharp. The early start will allow attendees to go on to the alternative program or to another AGM later in the morning. Waro President Margaret ZL1MB is hoping for a good attendance of members at the AGM this year. If you are unable to attend, apologies can be emailed to any executive member or myself. Bulletin Editor Bev ZL1OS would welcome written articles and especially photos depicting Waro members' participation at conference for the next Bulletin magazine. Waro YLs who are unable to get to conference are generally interested to read about the alternative program, and I hope that someone will find the time to write a few lines about their experiences. Remember too that contributions are needed for the Waro page and break-in. Any items of interest, no matter how small, are very welcome. I'm unable to be at conference this year, but I'm sure that those of you who are attending will have a great time. Early reports from YLs returning from the International YL Meet in South Australia indicate that it was a memorable event. I understand that the next ALARA meet will be held in October 2014 at Nelson Bay on the coast north of Sydney. Time to start saving, maybe? That's all from Waro for May, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Hey, thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally in tonight's lineup, it's time for branch news. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start with North Shore Branch 29 NZART. At the next meeting on the 11th of June, Alan Wooler, ZL1AUW, will give his report on the NZART conference to be held at Nelson in Queen's Birthday weekend. If time permits, Alan has a fill-in talk on Albert Einstein. The Auckland VHF Group, Branch 66 NZART, has its next meeting on Monday the 11th of June, starting 7:30 p.m. at the clubrooms in Hazel Avenue. Peter Loveridge, ZL1UKG, will talk on The Humble Oscillator. To the Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03 NZART. The next meeting is on Saturday the 9th of June, concerning the ACARS system. Note that the meeting date was recently changed to the 4th Saturday in the month, so check newsletter for updated details. The next meeting of the Radio Electronics Group, Branch 89 NZART, will be held in the clubrooms on Saturday the 9th of June, starting 1 p.m. The program starts with a potluck lunch barbecue, followed by the regular business meeting, and then a general clean-up in the clubrooms. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its next meeting, the annual general meeting for the branch, on Monday the 11th of June at the clubrooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo, starting 7:30 p.m. The AGM will be followed by a special supper. Finally, Marlborough Amateur Radio Club Branch 22 has its next meeting on Thursday the 14th of June, starting 7:30 p.m. Gerard ZL2GVA will give a talk on those mysterious number stations. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters InfoLine. The next issue of NZART Headquarters InfoLine will be emailed on Friday, the 1st of June. You can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters on the NZART webpage. That's at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be the special conference broadcast made by ZL2ARG at 8 p.m. only next Sunday, the 3rd of June. The conference broadcast will be available for replay as an MP3 file on the NZART website early afternoon on Monday, the 4th of June. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for May 2012. Good night, everyone. Good night now.